episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I'm your host, Jody Sweeten, along with
Celia Behar. I wasn't sure if you were going to say it or you were waiting for me.
I wasn't sure either. Okay. Surprise. Yeah, no, you were over there just not looking at me and trying to stop giggling because we had about 35 seconds just of getting into this episode just to say, like, hi, welcome to the episode.
Yeah.
Hey.
First of all, before we get like crazy into things, I got to say, I have to give a shout out because we didn't the last time we were talking about shouts out to people. Nasty Women Cosmetics who made the lipstick that they worked with me to get you a, you know, unsweetened.
Yeah. And you can purchase it if you follow at Nasty Woman Cosmetics. And I absolutely love them. And I have had a bunch of their lipsticks before. And they always are really beautiful colors. They stay on forever.
They don't dry out your lips, which is like amazing.
They don't. But for my 40th birthday, Celia worked with them and they created a very special color called Unsweetened. It is a fabulous red color. A nice red lip. All of the proceeds are going to Girls Inc., which is a cause that's very near and dear to my heart. That I actually, I played for Girls Inc. when I did my Panama show.
We got to talk about that in a second as well. Yeah. Oh, and my t-shirt is from them, which is why I thought about
them. Yes. Also Nasty Woman Cosmetics.
So if anyone wants that.
Nice.
I won't say it.
This is Mescal's sweatshirt and it's his godson's.
It's your fiance's sweatshirt.
Did I say boyfriend?
No, you just said Mescal's.
Oh, Mescal, my fiance.
To make sure that we said fiance.
My fiance.
Touched on that you were gone, which is something I want to talk about in this whole episode.
What we're going to talk about today is being lonely.
As a mom specifically, middle-aged mom. Which, you know, someone just became officially middle-aged. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Everyone's aware. We're all aware. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little lonely, and we're going to talk about that, because even when you have a best friend like you and I do, sometimes it can get lonely. Especially
when one of us goes to Panama to do something really fucking cool for a while. Just saying. Mm-hmm. You were away. First of all, you did this really cool thing I want you to tell everybody.
I did. Okay. I can now finally tell you, you know, I know Celia and I talked about me being away on this trip. It wasn't, nothing bad happened. It wasn't some sort of a weird sabbatical.
You left me.
I left you. But no, I went and did this new CBS show called Beyond the Edge. It's going to be premiering March 16th on CBS on Sundays. And it was, I'm not going to reveal too much because this is coming out before the show, but it was the most emotionally, physically intense experience of my life other than giving birth and nearly dying when I did so.
Right.
I mean, no joke. And it was just as life-changing in a lot of ways. So I really hope everyone gets to check that out because I'm very, very proud of
you guys. The promo, I think I told you this yesterday. I was watching with Dustin, and he's like, it takes so much to get him like riled up. And he just says, and there's this part where Jody in the promo comes out of the water and just like screams. And he's like, oh my God, is she okay?
So
I'm like, you've seen her since then.
Yeah. No, my mom told me, she said, I'm so glad that I know that you're okay because I can watch this. If I didn't, it would have been too hard for me to watch.
So I didn't know anyone that was on this in the shoot with you at all.
Right.
And when, you know, as the promo comes out, I'm like, oh my God, that's Paulina Paraskova.
Ugh.
And I lost my shit.
P and I were like, we became really, really close.
Somehow in our friendship, we never talked about the fact that I love her and I've been following her career for fucking ever. And all of a sudden I see that she's on the show and I'm like, you have to be. Literally freak the fuck out.
I'm gonna invite P to be on the show. And I would love to have a conversation with her. And she is as fabulous and rad and smart and real of a human being as she seems on her Instagram.
I love her
and
so much.
If you don't follow her, go follow at Paulina Portskova. She is so real and raw and honest. She's a writer. She's incredibly intelligent. She's funny. She celebrates all of her age and gray hairs and rings. She's like, I got hip arthritis. Like, this shit ain't cute anymore. Like, but
she talks about grief in a way that can relate to so much. And she's so open. And I've just been following her forever. By the way, if she ever comes on the show, I will just be like this the whole time.
let me tell you, I'm really, really proud of what I did out there. But
so proud of you.
The reason that sort of got tangled into what we were talking about today is because the topic of today's show is, you know, moms, middle-aged moms specifically, and it's being online and lonely.
Yeah. And when you leave, and I've said this before on the show, even when we don't see each other that much.
Right.
But especially when you're like, you know, I can't talk to you at all,
right?
Which I couldn't during. I couldn't text you. Like, there was no getting in touch with you.
No, I was off the grid for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, guess what, guys? It, like, I'm basically imagine me not here.
I like, and, I, yeah. And I got, I was so lonely. And I think, and we were kind of talking about this before we started, but I was so lonely because, I mean, A, because you're my best friend, but also it makes me realize that because we have the kind of friendship that we do, where I know I don't have to like make plans with you or do things or feel like,
right.
You're the person that I can just randomly send something ridiculous to. Like even like the other day when I screenshot what my mom sent right. me and I was like, here. I didn't even give you an explanation because there
you
wasn't
didn't
one.
Need, well, and
you didn't need to.
Right, I don't like, need to.
I literally was hands. Like, oh. I,
right.
And she said hi. Is
that I don't, when you're not here, I'm like.
Who do I send that to?
I don't. Like, and then I just go down the rabbit hole of like, I can't do anything right. And I don't really have any right. friends and I'm sad and I'm lonely and yeah. I don't really know what to do with that.
Well, I mean.
Even though I'm know, never alone.
Right. I mean, look, we talk about a lot of things on the show and a lot of them are funny, but, you know, sometimes we need to get serious and actually, you know, talk about things that affect people and particularly moms our age. And you know, as parents, I think we can all agree that the last few years have been a little overwhelming, both yeah. on the micro and macro level.
Yep.
You know, data is suggesting that moms across America and probably all over the world have been inordinately affected by the coronavirus pandemic. And I think that that's very true. We've seen it in the workforce yeah. with more women staying home, with more women leaving their jobs and things like that. But during lockdown, women there was a
Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal said
yeah.
this. Yes, it said
right after I was feeling it came out and I
yeah,
read it. And was
it
like,
said
holy shit.
During lockdown, Gen X women who range in age from 41 to 57.
Me.
So technically, I'm not Gen X. Anyway, they reported the sharpest rise in loneliness in the spring of 2020 by the Roots of Loneliness Project, which is a really great project, actually. Mm-hmm. You should check out. But this increase in social isolation reported by women living with children was also greatest. Oh yeah, it was greatest among those from Gen X.
Yep.
You know, we were burnt out from never being alone.
Yep.
Because we were with our kids and we were with our families and we like there was that. Mm-hmm. And yet it felt we were alone from the groups of women and parents and men and friends that we relied on and families.
Yeah.
And, you know, God, how many episodes did we do about that from the loneliness of our fucking closets?
I mean, quite for serious.
There was a lot. We were stuck in our closets and yeah. we were like, you know, I remember seeing you through the sliding glass window.
I was just
going to
say that.
I think you dropped off paper towels because yes. it was the mad hunt for those. You're like, I got them. I went to Costco. You know, you dropped off like six paper rolls of paper towels. Yep. And I was like, hi.
Yeah, we were like all waved at each
right.
other.
Right. But God, mm-hmm. it was, I told you earlier, and I said I had this sort of depressing revelation and realization. But what I realized is during the pandemic, and you know, and you were here for when I kind of really fell in a deep mm-hmm. dark hole. Yeah, I'm coming more and more to the realization. I think I had some sort of a breakdown. Like I really, really did.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely think that you did.
And
fair enough.
Yeah. You know, it was an accumulation of a lot of things, but the pandemic, I think, really, really broke me in a lot of ways. And it changed who I was socially. And I no longer, and I think this is common for a lot of us, yeah. have the bandwidth to do what I used to do. Because, you know, we were talking about it. My yeah. house was always the gathering place.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was like every other Sunday.
Right.
You'd have all families over. Kids would be running around, jumping off the toilet into the bathtub.
Right. Yeah,
the pool and their clothing and all that crap. And then, you know, the off weekends, at least I would be here. But yeah. often it was like, you know, me and Emma at least.
Right.
And
it was
Jody.
Right. It was there was always people around.
Right.
And I realized I was like, oh, yes, this is great. And I've always been that really social person. Love talking to people. Love doing stuff. I now find I get really lonely. And yeah. I get really isolated.
Yep, me too. And I find once I isolate, it's like near impossible, as you well know, to get me out of it.
Yes.
Like even before the pandemic, I was like this. Like you would, you know, eventually call me and be like, it's been 4 days since you've left your house. Maybe you
right.
should.
Well, and, you know? And you know, that's the thing. This Wall Street Journal article talked to and interviewed a woman named Miranda Reinhart, mm-hmm. who was a 38-year-old photographer in Pueblo, Colorado. And she's got children ages 11 to 20. And she said, it feels really strange to think about feeling lonely because I'm never alone. There's always someone around, but I feel like I'm missing that connection with moms who are going through similar things.
Yeah.
And I know during the pandemic, that was one of the reasons why we were like, we have to keep doing the show. Like,
yeah,
because I know other people out there are feeling like we are. And, you know, prior to the pandemic, Miranda said she would watch the show This Is Us with a friend.
We watched Outlander.
We watched Outlander. Oh, yeah, we did all that. But since the onset of the pandemic, that weekly TV date, you know, no longer happens. And she says, where's the time? Where's the energy? COVID has added so much to the mental load for moms, which was high already, that at the end of the day, we're just worn out. And it's true. By the end of the day, like, I go to bed at like 8:30, and that's because I've been holding on since 7:30.
How many times have we FaceTimed, especially like during daylight saving when it switched? Oh, we would FaceTime at like 3:30. Yeah, we'd both be in our pajamas. Be like, bye.
Right. And I mean, that was sort of always the case of daylight saving time, but even more so now, I can't do it.
No.
And then, like many people, Miranda and us, you know, we turned to social media to make connections with people. And that was, you know, that was really great for a while. And I was so in contact with a ton of people. I was like texting and DMing and I was like, okay, this is the new thing. This is what we're doing. And then that, now I'm like, I hate social
media. I hate it. Me too. And I run a social media group and I can't do it as much anymore.
Because I can't make that effort to connect with anybody. And, you know, social media has made me feel less isolated, but more lonely.
Yeah. Well, because there's so many differences now, right?
Now it's a completely different, I just can't.
No, I agree.
I can't and I don't want to. And I go, oh no. Oh no. I realize I could go for weeks and not necessarily talk to anyone because it's so loud in my head and there's so much chatter and so much noise that I'm like, I'm just exhausted even trying to get that out to anyone else. I'm just not
even gonna do it. So much changed, I think, not just, you know, because of the pandemic. I mean, and we were talking about this right before we hit record, but you know, like, you went from being alone part-time, you know, when the kids weren't here, then Mescal moving in.
Right.
And like, it's weird, even though now we're together, you know, you and I can be together. Like, I used to plop my ass down on your couch for a good, you know, 6 hours on a weekend, sometimes more.
Right.
You know.
Well, we both got in a relationship. You know, you got a boy, I got a fiance.
And it seems, and it's like, even when I'm not with Dustin and I know you guys are here, like, I'm like, well, I don't want to bother them. Like, I don't want to be that person. Oh, I don't need to come over.
Bother us. Shut up.
Well, he would just tell me to get out if he didn't want me here. So I'm not really worried
about it.
He's fine.
He'll be like, great, I can go upstairs and take a nap.
But you know, I feel the same way a lot of the time. It's just not, other than, you know, you and a few select friends, I don't have that much in common with people anymore, which is weird. Or I feel like I don't.
And not only that, but the things that you used to be able to just sort of go, meh, meh, you know, it has become so isolating because you don't want to talk to those people that you've just seen on Facebook posting a bunch of stupid shit you don't agree with.
That's right.
And so now you don't talk to those people where you used to be able to be like, oh, you know, I like them for this, or we used to have fun this and that. You know, you're like, oh, I just can't. I know too much.
Right. No, you're drinking your own urine, we're probably not friends anymore. But you don't know about that? What? She's looking at me. She doesn't know. You don't know about that? You don't know that people are drinking their own urine and calling it urine therapy to fight off COVID? Dude, how do you not know that?
Because I have no more mental load to take this bullshit on. I think I have heard it. But Sabrina's clapping. I think that's what it is. And I just went, oh, fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where I went. But I don't anymore. And that's
it's
the thing.
It's like a whole thing. I'm sorry. Like, I guess all the power to you if you want to drink out the thing that the toxins are coming out of your body to fight toxins. But no, we're probably not friends anymore.
I feel like you're only supposed to do that when you're like stranded at sea and you can't drink the salt water.
I mean, right? Even then, I think you're not supposed to ever drink your own pee. That's why your body is getting rid of it.
Well, right. You're not supposed to, but I'm saying if you're stuck out at sea in a fucking boat, you know, outcast style, castaway, not outcast.
Look, this is an aside, but my sister likes to call me and ask me weird questions. One day she's like, hey, what would you have to do if you're all by yourself and you had to basically drink your own pee? And
okay.
Like, hey, dude, I'm not a recycling center. Get the hell out of here.
Right. You are gonna die. I don't even know that you're supposed to drink your own pee. I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's one of those things that you'd be like, I guess. And I'm gonna tell you, having been out in the jungles of Panama, you will be surprised how quickly I'm not fucking kidding, how we didn't have to drink pee. Quickly you start to go, you know what, I'll eat that, I'm fucking hungry. Like, you really do. You hey, really?
That, listen,
really
that,
do.
That I believe. Like, I'd probably eat, yeah. you know,
you're like,
bugs and stuff, whatever.
But that's yeah. fine. I'm right. starving.
That one I don't care about. But I think that's kind of the stuff right. on social media. It's like all of a sudden it was like so extreme, or it was like right. perfect. Everything's perfect. And everyone's like back being perfect. And right. I'm like, I can't take that either.
I just, you know what it is? It's just the mental space that it takes to occupy commenting.
Yeah.
Posting
or arguing.
And I will say I was arguing a lot. So what's now happening, and this is what the thing the article moved on to as well, you know, within loneliness, is then judging yourself yeah. for feeling the way you do and for feeling like you just can't do it anymore. And then you're like, well, now I'm an asshole friend. Now right. I don't care about anybody else because I can't reach out. And I'm now, what a selfish person am I? I'm, you know, all this uh-huh. stuff. And then that only further serves to isolate you even more because you feel like, well, talk to them in weeks.
I can't reach out now.
Yeah.
And yes, you can.
Yeah, you totally can. And it also, it kind of, you know, brings back those feelings of like that middle school, high school thing. You're like, I don't have any friends. I don't know who to talk to. If you feel weird, you feel awkward again. We're all learning how to like re-socialize. Some of us are doing better than others.
Not me. I'm not doing better than others.
You haven't gotten duct tape to an airplane seat yet. So I'd say you're doing true. Pretty fucking well. And neither have I.
Shocking.
That actually is surprising. Yeah. There was an overwhelming response in a Facebook group for middle-aged women who were asked a question about loneliness. Over 300 women expressed similar feelings about where they fit in and belong when it comes to quarantining. And they all feel like, you know, why can't I find a group I fit into? Am I not funny? Am I not popular? Am I too introverted? I have been judging myself so much for not being my pre-pandemic self.
Yeah.
For not being the person that could host 15 or 20 people over at the, you know, drop the hat yeah. and just like, oh yeah, it's fine. And be able to handle all the noise and all the things. I'm just not that person anymore. And I don't know that I'll ever get back to being that person.
I think that's okay.
I'm really having to reconcile with some of that because I'm having to, you know, I think we all are doing that thing where we go, oh, but the person I was, the person I am now, but do I don't know. Who am I? Who am I now? And I've been really in this kind of shitty place of like judging myself and being like, you're a terrible friend. Like, I just don't want to talk to anybody.
She's not a terrible friend.
I don't have the energy to get what's going on in my brain through my mouth, out through my vocal cords and put it into words. Like that feels like, it's real. That step has always been hard for me.
Yeah.
I've always been a person that I'm like, look, I'm just going to think about this in my brain and we're just not going to let anyone know. But now it's like, ooh.
It's loud.
Now it's loud. And it's like, now I'm really hard to make the thoughts come into the words, come out of the mouth, you know?
Yeah. Well, because we were all so quiet and alone for so long. And right. also everybody at different points was talking about the fact that it was so hard and so hard, right. and you know, and right. then at some point you're like, I don't even feel like burdening anyone with what I'm thinking right. anymore because everyone's struggling. I think that's right. where I went.
And we all kind of threw, and you know, talking about social media, we all threw ourselves online
yep.
and some of us more than others. I was yep. very active online and I think I burnt myself out there. So then I had to like completely take a step back and not do any of that. And then I feel like
guilty.
Oh yeah. Well, and I feel like, oh, I've missed some of those relationships. I don't, you know, people I was talking to all the time, I haven't talked to in a while. And I'm like, oh, I'll get there. I'll
right.
get there. So please, if you're feeling like that too, if you're going through this thing where you feel like you're not your pre-pandemic self. You're not. The world has changed. The world has changed us.
Everyone has been through a trauma. We're still experiencing trauma.
Yeah. And so I know we say that all the time, but like be gentle with yourself.
I've said this 1,000 times on the show, but like, you know, for me, like finding yoga was the thing that kept me sane.
Right.
And Jenny Brill's birthday was a couple weeks ago. And I posted and was like, you know, it's this Dreamboat's, you know, birthday and right. whatever. And I said, like, without her, I don't think I would have made it through the pandemic. And I mean that because without her classes, as you know, it's like, right. I will blow off so many things. I schedule myself so tight. And so I'll right. blow off a lot of other things to keep my clients. The one thing that I will not do is schedule clients when I have yoga. Like right. I make sure to take that time for myself. And it's an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a right. half, depending on the day. Tiffany's my other teacher, Fraser. She's awesome. Please follow them. Do that. Like, you have to put yourself on your calendar.
Right.
I don't care. You schedule everything else that's important on your calendar. You have to fucking schedule yourself and find some way to do self-care. Maybe that's therapy. I also went back to therapy this year. Yay.
Yeah. And that was, you know, one of the things that I talked about. I had all these suggestions mm-hmm. of like things you can do because self-care and all that is really important. But it used to be like, okay, you went to work and then you needed a break from work. And now it's like, there's no break from anything. Because you're working at home. You're homing at home.
Right.
You're parenting at home.
You're relationshiping at home.
Right. It's like, even with the world getting more opened up as it is, like, it's shifted. And even if, you know, you're like, fuck the pandemic, it did, you know, it's not real or I don't know, whatever. If that's the case, you're probably not listening to this show. But, you know, that's the thing. That's your thing. Look, the world has shifted regardless of where you stand on things. It's just different.
Yeah.
And so there used to be a little bit of a break.
Yeah, and a buffer.
And you know, there was an AARP Foundation survey, which I keep getting emails for, by the way.
Oh my God, I have not gotten one.
Shut up.
I really haven't. Dustin gets them all the time. I'm like, maybe that's because you're a grandpa.
Maybe I'm getting yours. Anyway, it said that people 45 and older found that middle-aged and older adults report feeling way more lonely as they increase their use of social media.
Very true.
And we know that that happens with our kids, but I don't think that we always think about it happening to us. We think that maybe we're somehow more responsible with our online interactions.
Whenever I take like gigantic breaks from posting, I feel so much better.
I know.
The other thing that this, you know, article recommended was admit that you're lonely. And yeah. I know I have a really hard time doing that. You were away. And I did at some point like reach out to Dustin. I'd left his house that morning and said, like, I'm really lonely. And he right away was like, well, do you want to come back here? And I was like, no, because I also really need to be alone.
Right.
But it's more of a like overwhelming. And I talked about it with him. Like, I was like, it's more of the, you know, friend stuff and not feeling like I'm doing enough and missing my sister and, you know, realizing that I don't have a foundation of family behind me. Like, that's hard. And I think that happens to a lot of people in their 40s also. Their parents have passed on.
Right. I know my mom's really struggling with it now.
Your mom and I were actually PMing about
it. You know, and it's hard for me even because, you know, I live up here and they're down mm-hmm. there. And with the pandemic, I haven't wanted to see them as much. Or if I've been traveling for work, I'm like, oh, I'm always a little hesitant and then go over there. Or, you know. And the kids have been back in school, so they haven't been over there seeing them as much. And also just the kids are older. So, you know, the age of like going to Grammy and Pa's house when they were 3 and 5 and spending a whole weekend there is not as appealing now because they want to be with their friends. And my parents understand that.
Doesn't make it easier.
But my mom, and you know, and I will admit, because I am a little more independent and I kind of tend to be, even on a good day, I'm not a great communicator. I know that sometimes I don't always reach out to my mom as much as I should. And I really am trying to make that more of a priority because I love my mom and she's so important to me. I am not good at reaching out to anyone. And I need to make, and my mom says, well, you need to make your mom more of a priority. And she's right. I do. But I just, I'm so hesitant to reach out at all because it's hard. It's really hard for me.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you know, my mom's going through it right now. She's lost most of her closest, dearest friends and her sister and her mom. And that happens. You know, as you get older, you lose more people. If you have the good fortune to live to be old, oftentimes you do it, you know, more and more alone. And that's really hard. And that isolation, I think, has also hit doubly for people who have gone through a lot of loss. Now this isolation is even more so. And yeah, we're having a hard time getting ourselves out of it. So it's not even like everyone else is bopping around and you're just, you know, maybe going through grief or going through a breakup or going through trauma.
No, it's every other day something is new also. Right. It's like, and we're out, we're in.
So none of us are feeling like reaching out.
Right.
You know, whereas before maybe it would be like your friends would still, everyone would come over and start being around and you'd be, you know, and you'd be able to kind of get back into it. We're all like, get back into what? I don't know.
Well, and it's that underlying like, okay, but everybody needs to test. And where has that person been? And are they vaccinated? And are they boosted? And are they going to be near older people?
Or it's the thing where you go like, well, you know what? I'm vaxxed and boosted. Let's just do it. And then you go like, oh, but God, I was so stringent about it in the beginning. And now my hypocritical, you know what? I'm not going to do it at all. And I'll be honest, I do that too.
So do I.
Completely. I don't know. Am I? Oh, shut up.
I think it's also hard because a lot of us had this idea that things would get better.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, we had an idea that things would get better.
It would go back to, in quotes, normal. Right. And now we're having to wrap our heads around the fact that this is normal.
Yeah. Right.
This is the new normal. Right. And that's really what it is.
Yeah, that there isn't a normal anymore. And it's just kind of, it's just weird free floating fucking chaos.
Do you know what's weird is that some of my, almost all of my clients, by the way, are women in their moms in yeah. their 40s. And so many of them have talked to me about this, but also about the fact that when they're ones that have younger kids right. and some of them have, you know, started later, that it's interesting to watch those kids because they never knew life really before this.
Right.
And like they've always gone to daycare, preschool, kindergarten in masks.
Right.
They've so never they yeah. thought about it. And like that almost makes them feel better. And at the same time, it like breaks them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Breaks their hearts that like
right.
this is their childhood. And
right.
that's and then they feel really isolated because they're the moms that are making their kids go in masks and
right.
they don't have a mask
of
mandate
course.
There
it's,
and they can't
right.
talk to anybody. Like it is that stuff again.
There are, I think, you know, and look, we all know that these things exist, but I think we're listing them out and we're talking about them because we know that we're all feeling it in one way or probably 500 others.
Yeah.
And that we need to talk about it. And, you know, the second thing it says on this list of what we can do about it is one, admit you're lonely, and two, reach out to an adult you trust and tell them how you feel. And it says this should not be your children, by the way.
Yeah. Don't burden,
don't
your,
burden
kids.
Your kids with all this because they're dealing with their own.
Yeah.
forms of loneliness and isolation and whatever's going on. But one of the things that I love and that I've really been doing for myself and, you know, not to bring it up, but going away for that 2 weeks and being completely isolated from social media and online and news and all of that is identifying when it's necessary to engage or disengage from the online world when combating loneliness. I can't tell you how when I was gone in the jungle, I was like, I'm not dealing with any of this. I don't want to look at it. And for like, several days after I was done and had my phone back.
I know, I remember.
I think I texted you and was like, I'm alive. I don't want to talk.
Yeah, you go, I'm alive. I'm not mad at you and I don't want to talk. Don't take
talk.
It personally. I was like, I don't didn't think
I
you'd
really,
want to.
in doing so and removing myself completely and then coming back to it, I realized how, yeah, I need a break. I need a break.
Breaks are good.
And now I am trying to reconcile with how to balance social media and real life. And when I'm being avoidant and when I'm just needing a break and when I'm in depression and when I'm just at peace and when what those lines are and what those and that I am not obliged to do any of it. I'm
yeah.
not. You, and if you're listening, you aren't either. You are not obliged to post, to comment, to like, to scroll through, to do any of it. You are not. If you find peace, I've been putting fucking jigsaw puzzle together, okay?
Oh my God. You know, how many things have I crocheted in the
right.
last
and
like
you know
fucking
what?
6 months?
Oh. And
hats,
you know what? And
blankets.
I'll go back to Instagram and scroll through, whatever.
Yeah.
But an hour of just doing that and completely focusing on that has been so healing. So I just want to remind you, you are not, even if it's what you do for a job, for your living, even if it's how you promote yourself, you are not obliged to do it if it's not feeding your mental health at that moment.
Yeah,
put
you
it down,
know,
walk away.
Yeah, walk away.
Put your phone on do not disturb. We all, well, not we all, but a lot of us lived through the 80s and early 90s before you could get in contact with people right away. And we're all going to be
God,
fucking okay.
I really
we're
do
all going
to
be
that.
Okay. You
well,
know?
I run, you know, I run Little Mamas, which is A, the way that I volunteer mm-hmm. a lot of the time. And I volunteer my time to mamas who need someone to talk to, even if like they're not going to be my clients. I often will spend time, you know, volunteering time to help some mamas.
Yeah, volunteer, help.
Volunteer, right. get out of your own way. Even if it's online, like I do mine online with them.
Yeah.
I will also say that mamas, I used to be so much more active and I was such a better, you know, admin for that group. And I really like pushed it and would
but
like try and raise money.
So I'm stressed
yeah.
out and wrapped up in that so often.
Yeah. It was sucking the life out of me.
Yeah.
As much as I love everyone and all of you mamas
right.
listening, I still love you all. I know I'm not as engaged. That actually shifted a lot when Julie died because
right.
I was like, I don't have anything left for anybody
don't.
Else.
Right.
And I had to be selfish with my time because I had to make up stuff to my kids, to her kids. Like
right.
I had to be
right.
there
you
for
just
them.
Have to, right.
But I also had to learn like, how can I volunteer my time with mamas and check in? And I do a lot of private messages instead of posting,
yeah.
which helps. And when can I walk away?
Like
right. if I'm getting tagged in like little things now or they people are PMing me, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to open that right now.
Right.
I can wait until tomorrow.
Right.
Like, and that's a hard thing. And you just touched on it. Like it's not the 80s and the 90s. Everything's so instant. And we see it come in our phone and we're like,
I have to deal with this right
I
away.
Write.
Nah, pin
no.
that conversation in
right.
your text.
Put
your
phone
down.
Watch a movie with your kids. Whatever
yeah.
you're doing, stop.
Yeah.
You know, like it's okay to stop.
Yeah. And getting outside and doing all that. Like I find if I can, sometimes I just need to go sit in the sun for 5 minutes.
You were talking about that yesterday.
Sit on the balcony, sit outside. And you know, if it's cold where you are, sit near a window and just at least look outside.
Put a space heater on like pretend you're in Florida.
Right. Get one of those Amazon lights that like, I don't know, lights you up like a plant so you can photosynthesize or whatever the hell you gotta do.
I told you, I love practicing yoga with my window open so I can see my pool.
And you know what? And
being
not
like,
everyone has that
ability. Right. And I didn't used to have that.
So, whoever it might be, like, find your little square of it. Don't not only do it for yourself, but try to do it without feeling guilty. And that's hard for me.
Yeah.
I can be like, oh, I'm going to go get a massage, or I'm going to just sit for an hour. I'm going to, you know, whatever. But if I'm doing it and beating myself up the whole time, I might as well fucking do it.
Right.
It's not worth it. If it's 5 minutes that you can sit and just go, okay, I need to practice for 5 minutes sitting here, playing a game on my phone, reading something I like, looking outside, whatever it is. And if you can only do 5 minutes of doing that without beating yourself up,
great.
It's better than doing it for 25 minutes, telling yourself you're a piece of shit.
Right, and that you're lazy and you should be doing something else. That's what I tend to do.
There's actually a really great example of kind of finding like online communities too, which is something, you know, again, if you got to disengage from online, great. If you want to connect more online, awesome. I've been listening to more podcasts and podcasts about things where I'm like, ooh, I'm a history nerd. You know what? I'm going to listen to a history podcast.
Love that.
That nobody else wants to listen to. Fine. I put in my earbuds.
I listen
to a history podcast.
We both listen to My Favorite Murder. That still is like my go-to when I'm driving. I'm like, I'm going to listen to My Favorite Murder.
Right.
Oh, books on tape when I drive now also. And I'm going to recommend a book called Breath, which is, I think I've talked about it before, which is fascinating. James Nestor, I want to say, wrote it.
We'll post it up on
I'll try and post it. And it's really phenomenal. It's so interesting about how your breath makes you who you are and how we've lost the art of breathing.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how good it is. I'm on my second time reading it because it was so much information for me to process.
I mean, there's a group on here that we mentioned called All Space Considered, which is through the Griffith Observatory. And it's the first Friday of each month. The observatory presents a free inside look at the most talked about subjects in astronomy, space science, and space exploration. I am a space nerd also. I love that stuff. I love reading about quantum physics and weird things that I really don't understand.
And
but
yet
I like.
She doesn't watch Doctor Who. Don't really get it.
Anyway, you know, things like that. There are so many things that have come up online that you can research, like research and fall into a happy little like exploring universe of space stuff, of a museum, of a
and mom groups. You know, a lot of there are great mom groups out there, and we've had a fair amount of people find me online and ask, how do I join the Little Mamas? And you know what? If you think the Little Mamas, knowing what you know from this podcast, and you're cool with, you know, swearing and all kinds of calling your kids assholes, because sometimes they're assholes, then maybe you want to join the Little Mamas. We are a private group, but that doesn't mean you can't find me and send me a DM. I will see it at some point. And you know what? I do a little questionnaire, see if you're right for the group, because I don't want anyone to be offended.
No, we got to.
And then I'll put you in there.
Yeah.
Like, we are a good group for that as well.
Self-care, you know, we talk about it a lot. And we were saying this earlier, you know, a common misconception of self-care is that it's like, you know, it has to be pedicures and massages relaxing and taking a bubble bath and whatever. No. The concept of self-care just means I am taking time for myself.
Right.
Again, without guilt.
Right.
And without shaming myself. And if I can do that for 5 minutes, it's better than longer while beating myself up. Because the mental energy that you're draining yourself of while you're beating yourself up for enjoying a pedicure, which I am guilty of often, or enjoying a moment of, you know, having a cup of tea and you're like, I should be. Don't even do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's you're just adding to the stress of it.
Do you know what's funny is that I got my nails done the other day, and the whole time I was like, I was worried for the person that was doing them that like it was taking too long, because what I asked for, I was like, oh, they want to probably do other things. Like,
that's a whole conversation on codependence and
absolutely. Like, I mean, honestly, like I wasn't enjoying the moment. I was worried about the other person, but I will say that because I went and did it, my nails now make me like really happy. Like it's something that is still self-care that I'm like, oh, look, they're pretty.
Now for me, here's a silly thing of self-care that I've learned to do. My house used to be, well, it still is very clean.
It's very fucking clean.
It's very fucking clean. But it used to be even more like everything had to be exactly perfect and put away.
Yes. You and I are very similar in that.
I still like my things clean. I still like that. But I will give myself permission to like let some things go for a couple days.
Yeah.
sometimes it turns into longer, and then I have to go, oh, that's depression. But, but you know, if I can be like, you know what, leave these fucking dishes in the sink and I'll deal with them tomorrow morning.
I left dishes in the dishwasher for a week and a half because I didn't have the kids.
But
I
was like, that for me actually is self-care.
Yeah.
Now I do have to be cautious about letting that slide into just never dealing with it.
Yep.
But there, it's finding the balance between I have to be perfect and I'm just worth nothing in, at all.
You know,
and there's a balance there. There's a balance between going, you know what? The dishes are going to be fine if I leave them. This is going to be fine if I leave them. I'll deal with it tomorrow. And then getting up and going, okay, I'm dealing with it now. That is self-care of not beating yourself up and also not letting yourself slide so far down into it that you can't do anything.
Also, self-care might be, if you can afford it, and I know not everybody can because I never could before, getting someone to clean your house, like hiring someone to clean your house. I can't do it often, but once a month, I have professional, we actually use the same cleaning people. I have somebody come in and clean my house. That's self-care to me.
Because
I will beat myself up for not cleaning, you know, and doing deep cleans, and that has to happen, and I'm lazy, and I would never have spent the money because why can't you do it yourself, Celia? You shouldn't be doing that. Fuck it.
I did the same. Even when I was making no money and living in like a 1.5-bedroom apartment, it was like $60 a month. I'm not kidding you. I was like, I will go without Starbucks. I will go without anything.
Yeah.
And again, not everyone can do that. I understand.
Yeah.
I don't want to come off and say that.
We're not trying to be bougie. Even if it's
But it was literally it was something that I did. And I did it when I was working and I was a single mom. And I cleaned my apartment. Every week I made myself do it.
Same.
And finally I got to a thing where I went, I'm paying $60 for an hour and a half of my own time.
That's right.
This is a fee that I'm paying for my own time so that I can sit and have something done for me that I want and allow myself to say, this is important for your mental health. So whatever that looks like,
it was also important for my kids' mental health, yes. I felt like, where I'm like, if someone else is coming in to clean, like the next day, I'm like, I don't care what they
do.
I'm not as anal and, you know, neurotic and everything as they tell me.
It just means, you know, look, learn to treat yourself gently. But no, learn to treat yourself gently.
It's true.
Because you can be treating yourself and also telling yourself you're a piece of shit that doesn't deserve it.
Yep.
And I don't know if anybody in this room does it, but looking by everybody's faces, I think we're all good. You know what I mean? You can be like, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, you fucking lazy, stupid idiot. Oh, you're such a piece of shit.
It's our culture, too.
Absolutely.
You know, a United States culture.
It is. And I have... really, and again, I'll say it, since I got back from this trip from doing the show Beyond the Edge, and it changed me in that way, in that I went, you know, fuck it. Like, if an email doesn't get answered I have to do this, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is.
Yeah.
And
you're a brain surgeon, it's not brain surgery.
Right. If you're operating on my brain, please treat it as brain surgery.
Right.
If it's an email, you can leave that for a couple days, it's fine. But learning how to differentiate those things. And I think it's hard. It is really hard. And it's hard when you've been a person who has been able to be on top of all those things to then realize maybe you've shifted a little bit and maybe the world has changed a little bit and maybe you're just not that person anymore. And that's okay too.
Yeah. And also give yourself the grace to accept the change.
Right.
What we're talking about, you don't have to be the hostess with the mostest. It doesn't mean you're a shitty friend. None of us are banging down your door being like, come on. In group texts every so often, we're like, oh, we need like a, you know, dim sum night, but nobody follows up on it for a fucking reason. Like we're all there.
We're all like, oh yeah. No, I'm just
but then I got to leave my house. Yeah.
Right. But no, the loneliness, the isolation, the sadness, all of that is affecting everyone. And normal. It is affecting women our age even more so. So if you are a mom out there or a parent who's staying at home or, you know, whatever it might be, or if you live by yourself and you've been dealing with this pandemic alone. That's even harder. If you didn't have a group maybe of close friends that you saw the time before the pandemic and then during the pandemic, you really didn't.
Or you got COVID and you were alone. I had a few girlfriends who are single and, you know, live far away from me. And like that, at least one of them, you know, said I was all alone. It was really scary.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, God.
Let's all give ourselves some patience, some grace, some kindness. we don't have very much of it in the world right now. And I know that we're translating that and we're not having it in our own minds for ourselves. That's a big piece of this. You know, when you can't be kind to yourself, it becomes really hard to be kind to others. And so, you know, if you are struggling out there feeling lonely, we encourage you to reach out, whether it's online, whether it's through an online book club, go check out a museum online without other people, but go look at art that maybe you'd never get a chance to see. Go, you know, to thelouvre.com or go, you know, check out All Space Considered at the Griffith Observatory.
There's so many like online games that you can play with other people. And I mean, God knows my kids do that.
Right. And whatever it might be, if it's a jigsaw puzzle, if it's a book, if it's whatever, find that thing and connect to it wholeheartedly without guilt, without shame, without beating yourself up. If you're not the bubbly, you know, effervescent personality that you were before the pandemic, that's okay.
Yep.
That's okay.
Your real friends, by the way, are always your friends. They love you. No one's judging you. No one thinks you're a shitty friend. Like,
I'm judging you.
Well, she always is judging me.
No.
No, I know.
Never.
No, I mean, you have friends. You do. It's hard. I know. And it gets harder and harder to make new friends as, you know, we get older. Yeah. So remember the ones that you do have.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you can't check in on them, even if it's been months at a time. Just be like, hey, I suck. Like, how are you? Yeah, I love you.
Or no, don't even say, hey, I suck. Say, hey, I'm lonely.
I suck.
I'm going through some stuff. I wanted to reach out, even though it's been really hard.
Right. And I love you.
And I love you.
Yeah. And I hope you're okay.
Right. Or if you if you think about it and you're out somewhere, stop for a moment and go, oh my God, that person popped into my head. I'm going to text him real quick.
I've told that so many times recently. The person's like, oh my God, huge things going on.
Or you just say, I don't have a lot to give right now. I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking of you and I love you. Don't even worry about responding. I probably won't either. You know what I mean? But then you know, like, that you've opened those lines of communications and that then when they are feeling the same way, they might reach out to you and say like, hey, you popped into my head. Don't worry about responding. I just wanted you to know somebody's thinking about you.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to hear that?
Yeah. And again, you know, Bob Saget was really was wonderful at doing that too. And there were so many people that talked about getting those special texts from him. So, you know, let's all just be a little bit kinder to ourselves and to each other. Reach out. Just reach out. Tell someone that you love.
I feel like that's a song.
I'm going to reach out.
No, she's touching me.
I love you. But yeah.
Reach out and touch somebody. Yeah. Make it a better place. Who sings that song? Is that Dionne Warwick? Maybe.
Probably.
Diana Ross? I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, listen to some music.
No, nobody actually touched me. I don't like it.
Yeah, but go enjoy 5 minutes to yourself today. And remember, if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on social media at Never Thought I'd Say This. Come join the Never Nation. We actually have a really, really, really rad, amazing group of fans. I am so grateful for them.
Seriously.
My God. Like, seriously, everyone that has listened to the show, whether you've listened to it just starting now or you listened to it since season one, we have the raddest fans out there. Like, I am so grateful for you guys. So seriously, join
and go on the fan forum. There's a fan forum on Facebook.
All over the Facebook world.
Yeah, and people are chatting and I had no idea.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, there are places to connect with people and hopefully maybe we can be one of those places where you find and connect to other people and other moms and other parents and other, you know, other human beings who are going through life too, because it's kind of hard sometimes. So yeah, find us on at Never Thought I'd Say This. You can check out our YouTube channel if you would like to, you know, maybe sit and laugh alone to some idiots on YouTube. We're the channel for you.
We really are.
We really are. But yeah, you can check us out on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe on there too. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow me at Jody Sweeten across all socials.
I'm the Celia Behar on Facebook. But you can't find me there. Where are you? I'm Twitter and TikTok.
Whatever. Just say across all socials and they'll figure out which ones that they find.
I don't know. I don't even know how to use half the socials. I'm not very social.
Anti-socials.
Yeah, I'm anti-social.
Anyway, you guys, remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
And get outside for 5 minutes. I promise you'll thank me.
It's a good idea.
Never Thought I'd Say This with Jody Sweeten and Celia Behar is an Audioboom original.